This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Lisa Michelle Webb. Date of birth is July the 12th, 1989. Case ID number is 3645026. Date of examination, 12/22/2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes. Medical records from a Social Security questionnaire dated 8/29/22. Identifying information. This is a 33-year-old single female with one son who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of bipolar disease type 2/anxiety/post-traumatic stress disorder/insomnia, motor vehicle accident with back pain, and foot pain. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was in 2021, where she worked at Wendy's restaurant as a cashier for 3 months. She also worked at a call center for 1 year and has been in school the rest of the time. The claimant does have a criminal justice degree. She went to college for 4 years. The claimant states that during the time that she worked, it was part-time work and was not a full-time job. She would work off and on. At the present time, she lives in a house with her brother and a son in her grandmother's house. She is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, bipolar disease type 2/anxiety/post-traumatic stress disorder/insomnia. Number two, motor vehicle accident with back pain. And number three, foot pain. History of allegations, number one, bipolar disease type 2/anxiety/post-traumatic stress disorder/insomnia. The claimant states that in 2018, she was diagnosed with manic depressive disorder, bipolar disease type 2. And from that moment on, she has had post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, and insomnia also. She has tried to attempt suicide 12 times and has been hospitalized with ideation as well and has been hospitalized approximately 20 times. Her last hospital visit was April of 2021. The claimant states that she suffers from mental breakdowns, depression, anxiety, decreased energy, paranoia, delusional ideas, and outburst of anger. The claimant has had a history of alcohol abuse since she was 14 years old. The claimant was also in prison in 2021 for a year for stealing and for assaulting a police officer. They attributed this action that she had to her bipolar disease, manic depressive disorder. She is presently on duloxetine 60 milligrams QD, Keppra 750 milligrams BID, Latuda 60 milligrams QD, and levetiracetam, 333 milligrams BID. Her condition at this time appears to be stable and better. Allegation number two, history of motor vehicle accident with back pain. The claimant states that on June 3rd, 2019, she was in a severe motor vehicle accident. She has been in multiple motor vehicle accidents. The state said the one in June of 2019 injured her lumbar sacral back area, and she states the character of the pain is a soreness in her lumbar sacral back area. No surgeries were performed, and she has no radiation of pain to her legs. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, stand for 3 hours, sit for 4 hours, lift approximately 25 pounds above her head, and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Alfredo Gonzalez. Her daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing the laundry, comma, and walking around the house. Her physician is Dr. Gonzalez, but she has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. She is presently on baclofen 10 milligrams QD and gabapentin 600 milligrams TID for her pain, which she states does not give her relief. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back sprain / lumbargo. Allegation number 3, foot pain. The claimant states that in 2019, she was trying to jump over a fence and she injured her foot and sustained a fracture of her left foot. She states that she was placed on a cast for 1 week and did not follow instructions of wearing the cast for a longer period of time. X-rays were performed that confirmed the diagnosis of a fracture, and no injections were given. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels in the evening. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 3 hours, comma, climb 2 flights of stairs, comma, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes and lift approximately 25 pounds above her head. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and her physician is Dr. Alfredo Gonzalez. As noted earlier, she is on baclofen 10 milligrams QD and gabapentin 600 milligrams TID, which she states gives no relief. The only other physical activity she does is walking around her house. Family history. Her mother is 67 and in good health. Her father is 77 years old and suffers from substance and alcohol abuse. Medications, Latuda, 60 milligrams QD, Keppra, 750 milligrams BID, baclofen, 10 milligrams QD, duloxetine, 60 milligrams QD, levetiracetam, 333 milligrams BID, and gabapentin, 600 milligrams BID. Medical problems, lumbar sacral back pain, comma, history of fracture of the left foot in 2019, comma, anxiety / insomnia, comma, bipolar disease type 2, manic depressive, comma, post-traumatic stress disorder, comma, depression, comma, social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant states she uses marijuana. The last time she used it was December the 21st, 2022. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis or HIV, but has had trichomonas in the past, and it was treated. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 209 pounds, height 5 feet 5 inches, BP 112 over 75 mmHg, heart rate 69 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 34, general. This is a 33-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination with her mother. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? To the last two sentences, visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, the claimant presented with contact lenses. OD corrected is 20/25. OS corrected is 20/30. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to neurological on the first page, the last sentence? Reflexes of the patella and ankle are 1+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachial radialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop all the way down to after neurological exam on the last page? X-rays of the left foot, no acute findings. X-rays of the cervical spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. She hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. The claimant is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is no more grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields or in her visual acuity, which has been corrected with contact lenses. She is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in her workplace environment. Probable diagnoses: bipolar disease type 2/anxiety/post-traumatic stress disorder/insomnia. The claimant is being treated at this time with multiple medications and appears to be stable, and the medications have helped to normalize her psychological function. Number 2, motor vehicle accident with lumbar sacral back pain, -normal physical exam. Number 3, foot pain, -normal physical exam and x-rays. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Lisa Michelle Webb.